以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
On verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
这个地方在提到我们跟神的关系。
Here it talks about the relationship between us and God.
也提到神对我们的期待。
And also describes the expectations of God.
这两个是连在一起的。
And these two are related.
如果我们了解我们跟神的关系，我们就自然会知道神要我们做什么。
If we know if we have a relationship with God, then we will know what God expects of us.
第十节说我们是神的工作。
Verse 10 says that we are God's workmanship.
在以赛亚书里面有这样说。
In the book of Isaiah, it says.
看以赛亚书的六十四章。
Isaiah chapter 64.
以赛亚书的六十四章。
Isaiah chapter 64.
第八节
，verse 8，
六十四章第八节
，chapter 64 verse 8，
说主啊，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是泥，你是窑匠，我们都是你手的工作。
verse 8， but now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are our Potter, and all we are the work of your hand.
这里圣经说你仍是我们的父。
Here says you are our father.
神是我们的根源。
God is our origin.
神非常的爱我们。
And he loves us very much.
他是我们的父。
He is our father.
那下面说我们是泥，你是窑匠。
And then it says we are the clay and you are our potter.
所以我们是他手的工作。
So we are the work of his hands.
也就是今天我们之所以有今天是因为神的工作。
And so the reason why we're here today is because it is the work of God.
我们是被造的。
We are created.
神造我们有一个目的。
And God created us for a purpose.
那个目的就是要行善。
And the purpose is to do good.
那既然我们是被造的。
And so since we are created.
我们是属神的。
We belong to God.
因为他造我们。
Because he is our creator.
他对我们有主权。
He has sovereignty over us.
我们常常提到说我想怎样，我想怎样。
Oftentimes we'll think, oh, I want to do this or I want to do that.
我们都以自己的喜好自己的利益来考虑做事情。
And we consider what to do according to our interests or to our benefits.
因为那个时候我们自己当自己的主人。
Because at that time we were our own masters.
有一天我们了解我们是被造的。
But the day that we remember that we're created,
我们是属神的,
that we belong to God,
那个时候我们就会开始想, 那神要我做什么?
Then we will begin to ask, what can I do for God?
我怎么做, 神才会高兴?
What can I do to please God?
那这是一个很大的改变。
And this is a great transformation.
这个改变有时候要花一辈子才能够改变。
And sometimes this transformation takes our lives long to discover.
因此我们要了解我们活着要做什么先要了解我们是被造的。
And so in order to know why the purpose of our living, we have to know that we are created.
那就站在神的立场来看他造我们要做什么。
So we can stand in God's point of view to see why he created us.
那以弗所书第二章第十节说我们是他的工作。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says we are his workmanship.
那是在基督里造成。
Created in Christ Jesus,
要叫我们行善
for good works.
那在第九节跟第十节
in verses 9 and 10.
Okay, 如果我们看第八节哈
if we look back to verse 8,
我们得救本不是不是本乎恩，也是因着信，不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
It's by grace you have been saved through faith and not of ourselves. It is the gift of God.
那第九节说不是出于行为免得有人自夸。
Verse 9 says not of works lest anyone should boast.
所以这两节这样看起来，我们得救不是行善的结果。
And so if we link these two verses together, salvation is not the result of good works.
我们得救是行善的原因，不是结果。
Salvation is, doing good works is the, reason for salvation.
那第十节说，我们在基督，我们是神的工作，在基督里面造成的，这个就是我们得救的原因。
And so verse 10 describes the reason why we're saved, because we're his workmanship created in Christ Jesus.
这是得救的原因。
And this is the reason for salvation.
那得救以后的目的就是要行善。
And the purpose after salvation is to do good works.
如果我们到San Jose教会去访问，
If we go and visit the church in San Jose,
我们就发现我们教会的隔壁是一间教会。
You realize that our neighbor is also a church.
那隔壁在隔壁是慈济功德会。
And our neighbor's neighbor is a charity organization.
这个慈济是佛教的一个团体。
And this charity belongs to a Buddhist community.
那它是以行善为出名的。
And they grew to fame because of charity work.
那我们教会的前面不远有另外一间教会。
And near our church, not far away, was another church.
所以我们可以看出来现在很多的宗教都在推行这个善事。
So we know that a lot of religions are claiming doing good works.
有一次我打电话给一个青年。
Once I called a youth.
怎么找不到人？
And I cannot reach him.
我后来找到他。
And later on, I was able to get a hold of him.
我问他你去哪里？
And so I asked him, where did you go?
他说他去做义工。
He said, I went to do community service.
那你工作这么忙，怎么跑去做义工？
And I said, school is so busy. How do you have time to go do community service?
因为他们学校有一个团契。
It's because they have a club at school.
Fellowship,
a fellowship in school.
校园团契
哈。A campus fellowship.
在学校里面登记有案。
And they register to be a club.
但是它里面有一个条件，就是你这个里面要很多的这个社区服务。
One of the requirements for being a club is that you have to do community service.
就是要做义工。
So which is to do volunteer work.
这是一个条件。
And this is one of the requirements.
所以我们可以看到美国有很多的社团都是在做义工，都是在行善。
So we see a lot of clubs in the United States or a lot of organizations are based on doing good works.
那我们就要从圣经的角度来看看这是怎么一回事。
So we have to look at this matter from the view of the Bible.
那这里说我们是神的工作在基督里造成的。
Here says we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus.
那我们就来看还没有被造以前跟受造以后有什么不同。
So let us look at the differences before we are created and after we are created.
基督还没有造我们以前。
Before we are created in Christ Jesus.
跟在基督里面造我们以后，这有很大的差别。
And after we are created, there is a great difference.
这个差别是在属灵上的差别。
And this difference is a spiritual difference.
那我们先来看的第二章的第一节。
Let us look at chapter 2, verse 1.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中我们在基督在基督里被造以前我们是死在过犯中。
So before we were created in Christ Jesus, we were dead in trespasses and sins.
也就是说，我们活在罪里面。
Which is to say, we live in sin.
罪的结果就是死。
And the wage of death is of sin is death.
可以说我们是一个活的死人。
So we can say that we are a living dead.
虽然是活着。
So even though we're alive.
但是我们是死的。
Yet we are dead.
好像以西结书里面讲一堆死人的骨头。
Just like in the book of Ezekiel, there are lifeless bones.
没有生命，也没有价值。
They have no life and they have no value.
那以西结看到这个意象就问这个是怎么一回事呢？
And so when Ezekiel saw this vision, he asked, what is going on?
这就是以色列民没有得救。
And the reply was that these are the Israelites who have no life and no salvation.
我们再看第二节。
And let's look at verse 2.
说你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。这个地方在告诉我们，我们还没有被基督被造以前我们是被邪灵所掌管。
And here says before we are created in Christ Jesus, the spirit of evil works within us.
所以表面上看起来我们活在这个社会很自由。
On the surface, it seems that we live in a life of freedom.
但是圣经很清楚告诉我们。
But the Bible very clearly tells us.
说有一个灵运行在悖逆之子的心里面。
There's a spirit who works in the sons of disobedience.
这个悖逆就是对神的违抗。
And this disobedience is a rebellion against God.
不相信有神，或者相信有神不顺服神。
That is that they do not believe in God, or if they do believe, they do not submit to God.
这是因为有一股力量啊，这个是灵里边的力量在控制人。
And this is due to a power, a strength, and this is a spiritual power that controls them.
这个灵在空中掌权。
And the spirit has a power in the air.
也就是说。一个人啊，没有在基督受造以前，其实在灵里面他是没有自由的，他是被控制的。
That is to say, a person who is not created in Christ is controlled in the spirit. He is not free.
这个灵怎么控制人
？So how does the spirit control us？
第二节说，随从今世的风俗。
Verse 2 says that he makes us walk according to the course of this world.
所以这个悖逆的灵啊，用世俗的潮流在控制人。
So this disobedient spirit uses the course, the trends of the world to control us.
好像这无神论的思想。
For example, the philosophy of the atheists.
人本的思想。
The origin of human beings.
或者自由的思想。
Or the idea of freedom.
这个后面呢、都有一个灵的力量在里面。
Behind all these thoughts is a spirit.
表面上看起来是这个文化一直演变。
On the surface, it seems just like it's just a cultural change.
人类越来越文明。
That human beings are becoming more civilized.
所以人应该要接受同性恋，要尊重个人。
And so people have to respect each other and accept things like homosexuality.
包括这个同性结婚，这个都是个人的自由。
And people should accept same-sex marriage. They feel like this is personal freedom.
所以这个变成一个风气潮流。
So this becomes a trend.
但是这个风气潮流有一个看不见的力量。
But behind this trend is an invisible power.
就是空中掌权的。
Which is the power of the air.
要使人随着这个潮流去违抗神。
And this power will want to make people to follow the trends of the world to go against God.
这个是很可怕的。
So this is very frightening.
我们表面看起来是很自由，很现代。
On the surface, we look like we're free.
但是用属灵眼光一看，这是灵的工作。
But in the spiritual realm, this is the work of the Spirit.
那我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
我们从前在他们当中放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本是可怒之子，和别人一样。我们在基督被造之前，我们是可怒之子。
So before we are creations of Christ, we are children of wrath.
神的愤怒天天堆在我们身上。
Every day, God's wrath is accumulated on us.
为什么？
And why is that?
我们是随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
Because we conduct ourselves according to the lusts of our flesh.
就是照着怎么让我们心里，让我们活得会感觉很快乐。就这样 去过。
And we do whatever we feel like makes our body or ourselves feel happy.
但是我们感觉很好的常常跟罪有关。
But oftentimes, what feels good has a lot to do with sin.
因为工作关系啊，常常在搭飞机啊。
And because of my work, I'm often taking airplanes.
那搭飞机上面都有很多免费的电影。
And on flight, there are usually free movies to watch.
那有时候我就好奇，就看电影。
And sometimes I'm curious, so I watch the movies.
因为只有那个时间才有机会啊。
Because that's the only opportunity I ever get.
每一次看完电影都觉得哇，心里好世俗化。
Every time I finish watching the movie, I feel so secularized in my heart.
因为这里面很多的情节啊，真的让人的心思意念没有办法很清洁。
Because there are many scenes and details in the movie that does not allow purity of heart or mind.
但是，他要拍到让人很喜欢看。
But in order for the movie makers to make a movie that people want to watch,
所以它里面很多的情节都是顺着你肉体的欲望去拍的。
There are many scenes in there that allows people to follow the thoughts of their flesh.
所以有一次有一个工人问我，他是在英国。
And so once a coworker from England asked me,
你知道全世界哪个地方魔鬼最多？
He asked me, Do you know where in the world there are the most demons?
Devils. 我也没有想过。
And I never thought about this question.
我问他说是哪个地方。
So I asked him, where is it?
他说是好莱坞啊。
He says at Hollywood.
因为他拍很多的影片。
Because Hollywood makes a lot of movies.
那借着这个影片呢，是很整个世界世俗化。
And using these movies, they have secularized the whole world.
你现在包到非洲的丛林里面了，都是在看好莱坞的影片。
Even in the jungles of Africa, you can see Hollywood productions.
20年前呢，非洲的丛林还很纯。
And 20 years ago, the jungles of Africa is still very pure.
不但土地没有污染，心灵也没有污染。
Not only are they environmentally unpolluted, they're unpolluted in their hearts.
现在不一样。
But now it is not the same.
他们也在看电影。
Because they also watch movies.
所以这个是很厉害的。
And so this power is great.
没有被造以前，我们怎么觉得舒服就怎么生活。
Before we're recreated, we do whatever pleases us.
神的愤怒天天在我们身上。
But God's wrath is continuously on us.
我们再看下面。
Let us read on.
11节。
Verse 11.
你们应当记得，你们从前按肉体是外邦人。
Remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh.
我们如果听到别人说我们外邦人，会觉得很受害伤害。
If you were called Gentile by somebody else, you may feel offended.
但是没有被造以前，我们是外邦人。
But before we are created, we are Gentiles.
为什么这样说？
Why do we say that?
因为只有神的选民，他是独居的，是主神的。
Because only God's people is one that belongs to God.
但是没有被造，我们跟这个神的选民没有关系。
But if we are not created, then we have nothing to do with God's people.
所以叫做外邦人。
And that is why we're called Gentiles.
然后下面的十二节。
Verse 12.
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的租约是局外人。这里说在所应许的租约是局外人。
Here it says that we're strangers from the covenants of promise.
神应许我们什么？
What does God promise us?
当时神应许亚伯兰一块流奶与蜜之地。
God promised Abraham a land flowing with milk and honey.
那个流奶与蜜之地是属肉体的，也是属灵的。
A land flowing with milk and honey is both physical and spiritual.
亚伯兰真的到了那一块地。
Abraham really went to that piece of land.
但是他到死还没有得到那一块地。
But yet, until even after he died, he did not obtain this piece of land.
因为他向往一块更美的家乡。
Because he longed for even more beautiful homeland.
是神所经营的。
Which is managed by God.
那是天国。
Which is heavenly kingdom.
那这个应许我们在没有基督里面受造，我们是局外人。
And so before we are created in Christ, we are outsiders of this promise.
好像父亲在分财产，分到最后，你是局外人，你没有份。
Just like if a father is dividing his inheritance, he will not give it to to an outsider.
我们一定会觉得很难过。
And so if we are called this by God, then we'll feel very sad.
同样父亲怎么说我没有份呢？
If he's our father, then why don't we have a part in his inheritance?
那天父要分产业。
So the Heavenly Father will divide his inheritance.
但是没有在基督受造的是局外人。
So those who are not created in Christ Jesus is an outsider.
哇，这是很可怜的。
And this is pitiable.
所以下面说。
And so it says.
十二节最后一句话。
The last part of verse 12.
活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Living but having no hope and without God in the world.
也就是我们人生没有集中的目标。
Which is that we do not have a focus in life.
请问没有在基督里被造的人，你找得样哪一件事情是集中的追求吗？
A person who is not created in Christ, what is his focus?
当一个人退休的时候，
When a person retires,
很高兴，
they may feel very happy.
终于我们现在没有担子。
Finally, we are released from our burden.
经济好的可以到处去旅游。
We're financially sound, we can travel the world.
但是这个是集中吗？
But is this a focus?
不是集中的。
It is not.
所以人没有一个集中的目标。
If a person does not have a focused goal in life,
也就是没有盼望，人活在世上没有盼望。
This means that a person is not living with any hope.
在基督里没有被造以前，人是没有盼望。
So before a person is created in Christ, he has no hope.
好，那现在神在基督里面造我们。
So now God creates us in Christ Jesus.
借着他的救恩改变我们。
Through his salvation, he changes us.
我们就有很大的改不同。
Then we are greatly transformed.
我们看13节。
Let us read on verse 13.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督里靠着他的血已经得以亲近，我们可以亲近神。
Here says that we can draw near to God
是借着他的宝血
through the blood of Christ、
这是非常可贵的。
This is very precious、
一个伟大的神，我们可以来到他的面前来敬拜他。
That we can draw near God, a mighty God, and worship him.
来敬拜这个圣洁的神。
To worship this holy God.
可以建立人跟神的关系。
To establish a relationship with him.
可以把他当作朋友。
And to call him our friend.
这是被造以后的结果。
This is the result of after being created.
神是我们最重要的产业。
God is our greatest inheritance.
一个人有神哦。很多的恩典都源源不断。
If a person has God, then he has endless blessings.
这个就是被造，在基督里被造以后的结果。
And this is the result of being created in Christ Jesus.
那十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节说，因为我们借着两下被他一个灵感动，所以得进到父的面前。
And for through him we both have access by one spirit to the Father.
这里说我们在基督里受造以后能够进到父的面前。
Here says that after we are created in Christ Jesus, we can go before the Father.
那祷告文的第一句话就是我们在天上的父。
The first line of the prayer is our Father in heaven.
我们祷告先确定那个对象是谁。
When we pray, we focus on our audience.
那个对象是我们的父。
And our audience is our Father in heaven.
那主耶稣说，你们在地上的父亲尚且不好，知道拿好东西给儿女。
And Jesus says that your fathers, even though they're evil, they know what to give good gifts to their children.
那个英文呢是用 evil 中文再翻回来是邪恶。
The Bible uses the word evil.
那我们地上最爱我们就是父母亲啊。
So the people that loves us the most in the world is actually our parents.
那为什么圣经说是不好呢？
So why do the Bible call them evil?
因为天父爱太大了。
Because the love of our Heavenly Father is just too great.
所以祷告文里面还没有祈祷以前先说这是我的父。
And so in the first line the Lord's Prayer says our Father.
然后我们跪在这个面他的面前来祈求。
And we kneel down before him.
那这个就是在基督里受造以后。我们的恩典。
And this is our blessing after we are created in Christ Jesus.
坦然无惧来到父的面前。
We can come boldly without fear before our God.
来向他祈求。
To ask of him.
我们再看下面。
Let's read on.
十九节。
Verse 19.
这样你们不再卧快人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里面的人。这里说我们在基督里被造以后，是神家里面的人。
And here it says, after we are created in Christ Jesus, we are members of the household of God.
这样就看起来我们人在世界上就不孤单了。
And so, living in the world, we are no longer lonely.
因为我们有一个家。
Because we have a home.
这个家有一个家长。
And this home has a master.
他就是天上的神。
Which is God in heaven.
我们都是弟兄姐妹。
And we are all brothers and sisters.
有很多的孤单的人在被基督里受造以后就不孤单。
So there are many people who are alone in the world, but after they're created in Christ Jesus, they're no longer alone.
因为我们在基督里面有一个团契。
Because in Christ Jesus, we have a fellowship.
这个团契不分男女，不分性别，不分阶级地位，把我们在基督的爱都包起，融在一起。
And this, this fellowship includes male, female, all sorts of races that are enveloped by the love of God.
世界上很多孤独的人，要在基督里被造，才有一个属灵的家庭。
So for the lonely people in the world, if they're after they're created by Christ Jesus, they're accepted into the household of God.
在这个家里面有喜乐有平安。
And in this household is joy and peace.
然后二十二节。
And verse 22.
二十一节。
And verse 21.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。二十二节。
22.
你们靠他成为神圣灵居住的所在。这个地方告诉我们我们建造联合起来变成神的殿。
And here says that we built onto we are being built together to become the temple of God.
然后神要住在我们中间。
And that God will live within us.
神要与我们同在。
He will dwell with us.
神要充满在我们中间。
He will fill in our midst.
这是何等大的恩典。
How great of a blessing is this?
以赛亚书说我们好像围城，好像这个空气中的尘土。
The book of Isaiah says we are but dust.
小到你看不到。
So little, so small that you can't even see.
啊，微尘，那当然这个也是指的不是干净的。
And so dust is also unclean.
但是神愿意住在我们里面。
But God is willing to dwell inside us.
好像当时神跟亚当夏娃同在一样。
Just like back in the day when God dwelled with Adam and Eden.
因此被造以后，我们啊的生活是绝对不一样的。
And so after we're created, our lives have transformed.
可以亲近神。
We can draw near to God.
能够来到父的面前。
To come before the Father.
属神家里面的一份子。
To become part of God's household.
被神的灵充满。
To be filled with God's Spirit.
这样的啊，因为这样在基督里受造，所以神要求我们要行善。
And so because we are created in this manner, God asks us to do good.
那在使徒行传里面提到有两种善。
In the book of Acts, it talks about two types of good.
好，我们看使徒行传第十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第十章第一节。
Chapter 10, verse 1.
说在该撒利亚有一个人名叫做哥尼流，是意大利营的百夫长。好，我们看第二节。
Verse 2.
他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。这里讲哥尼流。
Here talks about Cornelius.
说他常常周济百姓。
Who gave alms generously to the people.
就是行善。
Which is he did good works.
那第三节哈。
Verse 3.
说他看到异象，有一个使者到他那去。
He saw a vision of an angel coming to him.
那第四节。
Verse 4.
这个使者告诉他。
And this angel told him.
天使说，你的祷告和你的周济达到神面前，就蒙神纪念。
The angel said, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God.
所以哥尼流的善行达到神面前。
So the good works of Cornelius reached up to God.
可见行善哦，是神所喜悦的。
And so doing good is pleasing to God.
虽然他还没有信耶稣。
So even though Cornelius had yet to believe in Christ.
但是他的善行也达到神面前，蒙神纪念。
But his good works have reached up to heaven and received the memorial of God.
所以神的旨意原来就是要人行善。
And so it is God's will for people to do good.
神就是爱。
Because God is love.
神很希望。我们把我们神给我们的恩典跟别人来分享。
He wants us to share his blessings with other people.
因此哥尼流他的善行达到神面前。
And so the good words of Cornelius reached before God.
所以我们都看到世界上每个角落我们人都在行善，这是非常好的。
And so we see that every corner of the world someone is doing good and this is good.
所以有的人除了奉献十一捐，他还把自己的钱一部分用来行善。
And so for some people, other than offering tithes, they also take out a portion of their money to do other good works.
有的除了自己的工作之外，他做义工。
And others, besides doing their job, they also do volunteer work.
这个都是神喜悦的。
And these are all pleasing to God.
哥尼流善行达到神面前。
And so the good works of Cornelius reached up before God.
但是我们如果看十一章，有一个更大的善事。
But if we look at chapter 11, there is even a greater good.
我们看使徒行传十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
十三节。
Verse 13.
十一章十三节。
Chapter 11, verse 13.
那人就告诉我们他如何看见一位天使站在他的屋里说，你打发人往约帕去，请那称呼彼得和西门来。十四节。
14.
他有话告诉你，叫你和你的全家可以得救。这个地方在讲哥尼流虽然他的善行达到神面前。
And so here says that even though Cornelius's good words have reached up to God,
他也有一些宗教体验。
He also has some religious experiences.
因为他看到天使。
Because he saw the angel.
他也很敬畏神。
And he also fears the Lord.
但这样是不是表示哥尼流可以得救呢？
But does this mean that Cornelius can be saved?
不是的。
It does not mean that.
所以十四节说。
So verse 14 says.
你要请彼得来，他有话告诉你，叫你跟你的全家可以得救。
You have to invite Peter. He has some things to tell you so that you and your household will be saved.
那后来他们就请彼得来。
And so later he invited Peter.
那在第十章的后面就讲彼得的证道。
And in the last part of chapter 10, it talks about the sermon that Peter gave.
那彼得的证道就是在讲主耶稣的救恩。
And in the content of Peter's sermon, it's talking about the salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以 这样看起来，哥尼流的得救是借着彼得所传的福音给他。
And so from here we can tell that Cornelius' salvation is from the content, the message of Peter.
如果没有彼得传的福音，哥尼流的得救还是有问题。
Without,
虽然他行很多善事。
So without hearing what Peter said, he still could not be saved, even though he did many good works.
所以哥尼流彼得行了一个更大的善事。
And so Peter did an even greater good.
就传福音给哥尼流
which is preaching the gospel to Cornelius.
这个就是今天我们要行的善事
And this is the good work that we must do today.
我们要尽量用我们的能力资源来做别人所做不到的善
We have to pull in our energy, our resources to do the good that other people cannot do.
我们不是说一般的行善不好
We're not saying that regular charity work is not good.
但差不多每一个人都可以行那个善
But that good is something that everyone can do.
但是有一种善只有我们才能行。
But there's a type of good works that only we can do.
就是我们已经得到救恩。
That is because we have received salvation already.
然后传福音给别人，让人得救。
So that we can preach this gospel so that they can be saved too.
这个更重要的善。
And this is an even more important of good work.
我们看第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章
Acts chapter 4、
哦、第三章、
Chapter 3 rather
使徒行传第三章
Acts chapter
3、第二节
Verse 2
有一个人生来是瘸腿的、天天被人抬来放在店里门口那门叫做美门要求店里的人周济你看这个人、瘸腿希望有人行善来救济他
And so here's a lame man who wants someone to give him some alms.
所以第三节他们就看到彼得约翰跟他降圣殿里面去去祷告了他就求彼得周济。
And so verse 3, Peter and John went to the temple to pray, so this lame man asked Peter and John for some money.
然后第六节
Verse 6,
彼得说金银我都没有。
Peter says, silver and gold I do not have.
难道彼得真的没有金银吗
Does Peter really not have any silver or gold?
第二章说他卖了全财产了。
Chapter 2 says that they sold everything that they had.
然后把所有的钱都拿来给教会啊。
And all the money they had, they gave to the church.
亚拿尼亚也拿来钱，也拿来给教会啊。
And Ananias also offered what he had to the church.
所以彼得可以说，等一下，等一下，你在这里站一下，我到会堂里面去拿钱。
And so Peter could have told this lame man, if you just wait here for a moment, I'll go back to the chapel to get some money.
但是彼得说，金银我都没有。
But Peter here says, silver and gold I do not have.
我把我有的给你。
But I'll give you what I have.
彼得有什么
What does Peter have?
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
所以彼得有什么
So what does Peter have?
有权柄
He has authority, power.
这个权柄是从拿撒勒人耶稣的名
And this power came from Jesus of Nazareth.
所以借着这个名让他起来走
So through the name of Jesus, this lame man was able to walk.
他就可以进到圣殿去拜神了。
And this man was able to enter to the temple and worship God.
他就可以得到救恩了。
And he can receive salvation.
所以这个是更大的善。
So this is a greater good work.
这个借着拿撒勒人耶稣的名，这个让人罪得赦免。
That through the name of Jesus of Nazareth, a person's sins can be forgiven.
那我们今天呢？神托付我们，神在基督里面造我们，就是要行这个最大的善。
So today Jesus created us and God created us in Christ Jesus and he entrusted us to do good work.
让人认识耶稣借着耶稣的名罪可以得洁净。
So that people can understand, get to know Jesus so that sins can be forgiven.
所以如果我们想到行善
And so if we want to do good works,
当然我们要学哥尼流很好。
We can be like Cornelius, which is fine.
然后我们要学当时多加也很好。
Or we can learn from Dorcas.
但是不要忘记有一件事情更好。
But don't forget the more important thing.
就是彼得
Which is what Peter did.
奉耶稣的名那个能力那个权柄
The authority he had by the name of Jesus Christ.
不但一边赶鬼让人的罪得赦免
Not only was he able to drive out demons and perform miracles and signs.
我们现在再回到腓立比以弗所书
He was able to bring salvation. Let's return back to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第三章
Ephesians chapter 3.
第二节
Verse 2
量必你们曾听见神赐恩给我们将关切你们的职分托付我们所以保罗 很清楚知道神有托付他一个职分
So Paul is very clear that God had entrusted him a mission
那这个职分的目的是什么
And what is the point of this mission
我们看第八节
And let's look at verse 8.
我本来比众使徒中最小的还小，然后他还赐给我这个恩典，把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。啊，要把基督测不透的丰富传给别人。
Which is to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ to others.
所以这不是更大的善吗？
So isn't this a greater good work?
我们的善都可以，世界上的行善都是可以了解的。
We can understand why people do good works.
但是这里保罗说，在基督里面的测不透的丰富传给别人，这个是测不透的。
But here Paul says the unsearchable riches of Christ, it's unsearchable.
那个测不透是什么意思？
What does it mean, unsearchable?
是灵界的。
Means that it is of the spiritual.
所以叫测不透，这是奥秘。
That is why it's unsearchable, it is a mystery.
那在第一章里面讲测不透有三件事情。
In chapter 1, it talks about three unsearchables.
请看第一章十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 18.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
Chapter 1, verse 18. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of this calling.
这个说你恩召有何等的指望，就是表示说在基督里面那个盼望，你测不透的。
And the first is that, that you may be enlightened to know the hope of this calling. So,
不是地上的。
And so this is not of the world.
然后他在圣徒中得的基业何等丰盛的荣耀。
And what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?
神在基督里面要给我们将来那个产业有多荣耀，这个测不透的。
The riches and the glory of his inheritance that God will give us, this is so great that we cannot understand it.
启示录的黄金街碧玉城只是比喻，那个也没有办法形容。
The description in Revelation how heaven is jaded walls and city rose paved with gold. This is just an analogy.
那十九节。
In verse 19.
他向我们信这人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe?
我们知道世界上最有能力的是什么？
We know what has the greatest power in the world, which is death.
没有一个人不投降。
No one can resist death.
但是主耶稣把死吞灭了。
But God has engulfed death.
在他里面没有死。
In him there is no death.
所以他能力有何等的大。
And so how great, exceedingly great is his power.
那这个测不透的丰富就是借着我们传福音给别人，那他就可以得到。
And so this unsearchable riches is by our preaching the gospel to others.
所以最大的善就是要常常传福音。
So the greatest good is to preach the gospel often.
这是永恒的善。
And this is an eternal good.
因此保罗祷告。
And so that's why Paul, in his prayer,
求神让我们心里力量刚强起来。
He asked God to give us strength in our hearts.
我们才能够把这个工作继续做下去。
So that we can continue on to do this work.
让我们明白神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
So that we know the depth, the length, the breadth, and the height of God's love.
神的爱常常在感动我们。
It's because God's love is compelling us.
我们在永远服侍神都不会困倦。
So that we will not grow weary no matter how long we serve God.
神的爱一直在感动我们。
Because God is always moving inside us.
所以神，我们是神的工作。
So we are God's workmanship.
是在基督耶稣里造成的。
We are created in Christ Jesus.
为了叫我们行善。
For the purpose of doing good.
我们一起来默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray silence.